You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
God, who called you into his own kingdom and the glorious blessing into which true believers will enter after Christ's return. What you trying to do, you trying to line yourself up and be a representative of Jesus the Christ, who has set his guides and his instruction on what we need to do. It ain't nothing wrong with you getting all them other interpretation of what God requires, but go to him. Go to him messed up, jacked up, and thinking you all of that, and we ain't none of that. Something got to come in yours and my life to get your attention if it ain't nothing but for a day or a moment. What you gonna do? You gonna grab a hold of that and apply it as the word of God coming to meet me, to protect me, and keep me. Because some things will make you lose your mind and you think you're right here with good sense. You up there talking to people and they know you've been crazy. You just don't know. Girl, I just rent me a yacht and you ain't even got Volkswagen money. That means you got a problem. And you trying to think you got it together. So here Paul talking to the Thessalonian people. We ain't coming ourselves. See, if you ain't ready for the word of God, you will think it is not God. God will send you some place where it totally demolishes all that you think you know and that you're sure of. Somebody help me in the house today. I say, God, you are a mighty God. When we really done got tired of our own stinking nasty self, and we keep telling God about somebody else, he said, no, I want you to see yourself. Can I get somebody up in here to help me? Don't mash me down. Come on and lift me up. Because somebody need to hear it. If you straight, somebody need it. But because God loved you and I so much, he allowed us to be chastened. Chastened me chastised. He allowed us to know you think you in good standing, but you need to come over here where I can release you from your own self. Where I can apply my word and it'll get in you, not you quoting the word. And my word has I hidden in my heart. And when you hide it in your heart, the enemy can't snatch it up out of there if you really, really silly mean it. Can I get somebody to help me? My God, because the adversary don't sit a kingdom down here, and there's nothing wrong with being who you think you are and more than that. Nothing wrong with that. But if you don't get over on the who is who, Jesus, you done mess up your plan. Because the enemy will come and get you. I bless his name. I have a niece, when she got a degree, she had to say she going to get this and that. She ain't did a day in her degree because she been sick ever since then. Somebody help me. But don't get passing God. You might not get to him, but you can't get past him. It left up to you if you don't want to get to him. I mean, she been sick. I ain't trying to be sick. Sick. All these years. My God, my God. I remember how long it been when Brother Imani and Sister Vonda K got married. She came to the wedding. She got sick. They put her in the hospital in Gainesville. She went into a coma. And she been in one thing or the other. Who can tell God what to do? We done made all these plans in ourselves. And Ava invited God in. God bless the Lord. I praise him today. I could worry about it, but I know God knows what he's doing. And whatever you worry about, if you don't know God know what he's doing, well, you keep worrying about it. If you don't come up with one hip missing, one eye, or one ear, whatever, don't say you're blessed. He just, I know you didn't want him. Let me go on the Father. My God, my. We got to believe God on us walk. That every day ain't going to be the day you want it to be, but it's a day in Him. I believe God is taking me through some classes that I don't want to take. And my expertise and showmanship can't get me established because it's about Him. He's going to allow me to be took down for some things, charged with some things, lied on in other things. Some people come by and make another fool out you. And you're already a fool anyhow. But I say this, Jesus walk, got to be a mind made up walk. If you don't give me nothing, if you don't bring me out, I want you to deliver me from my nasty self. I know that sin is iniquity. It brought us all in this world. But when you get your focus on Jesus, sin got to back away. It can't have authority over you. It can't have the power to keep rushing you through the same fire, and it's burning you real bad. I give Him praise today. This Jesus walk, you got to make up your mind. I want to walk with Him and not with them. Because walking with them will mess you up every time. My God, I bless His name. And you're going to have to meet it because some tests are going to come. And they so close up to you, Pastor. You ain't going to pass them because your flesh won't let you pass. Oh, somebody hear me. I give Him praise up in the house. Christ is calling. Not for no perfect people. But calling you to walk in this. That He will show you. I can do all things through Christ. And for me in my house, over there in Book of Philippians, for me in my house, we gonna serve the God of the universe, of the heaven and everything. I made up my mind, I'm got to serve Him. And when you done made up your mind, you better come on with the test, because He gonna send you some stuff, and they won't dare you to tell the truth. I give Him praise today. I ain't talking about trying to get your children to line up to serve God. They won't do it. And they ain't going to do it. And you think because you pay the rent on your house, people going to do what you said do? Wrong information. But I done made up my mind. For me in my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Now you can get on up out of here. He take me out, whoever have to go. But I got to serve Him. I give Him praise. Then I know He who has begun a good work is able to continue to work. No matter what come in your life, no matter what you have to face, sometimes it look like you've been tossed to the gators and they begin to eat on you slowly. But oh, when you call Jesus, He be your keeper. I know. In the wee hours of the night, when your mind was getting down to Joan place, looking in your black book and call up somebody can spank you. I ain't hear nobody, but you are be forced to call Jesus. Oh, Jesus, here I am again. And I didn't want to call you, but I'm been forced to. I ain't got no other choice but call on you, because I feel that I'm slipping away, and I don't have the resource to bring myself back. So I'm not going to think about Joe place tonight and all the benefit that it could be. I'm going to call out to the Almighty God. Here I am calling unto you. I said I want to be obligated for me and my house to serve you. Well, surrounding you, I ain't made their mind up what you're going to do. I'm going to get my eyes focus on Jesus, and I know if I stay focused on Him, not looking at them and looking at it, and stop up my ears for negativity, I ain't hear nobody. He'll begin to build me, and where I'm broken up, where I don't know where the pieces at, somebody help me in the house. You can't fix yourself, because if you could, we would have no problem. I'd be the first to straighten me up. I ain't hear nobody. You will too. But it ain't about what you know. It's who He wants us to know. I don't care what nobody say. He's a healer. If He have to heal you and take you out, because you might not be a good representative, you might not be a good sponsor, so He'll heal you and take you out. I had a young man, he had AIDS, and he said to me, I don't want to die. I said, well, I can't tell you nothing. We all gonna die. I said, but I believe he's a healer. I said, if you believe it, don't take down from it. He's a healer. I bless your name. I said, whatever you go through, hold fast that he's a healer. See, the enemy does set up aids now. They cover up. You ain't breaking out. You ain't having fits in yourself. There ain't nothing but a spirit of the adversary. Somebody, don't open. Come with me. They want you to take a pill and you can keep on hoeing. I ain't hearing nobody. But you got to take Jesus and he bring forth a healing. I ain't hear nobody. I give him praise today. We want a crown of counterfeit. No, we need the whole sincere fix. That God, you a fix, man. And since I've been disobedient, and since I've done what I want to do, it's my time now to hook up with you. I bless your name. Hey. And this young man was very intelligent. Had degree. Ain't hear nobody. That ain't got nothing to do with it. When God says enough, he said, I called up some of them leaders. See, you can't put your eyes on all leaders. Some ain't playing. And they gave me a scripture to come on over there and we can get the dew on. Ain't hear nobody. If he was lying, he told me. I bless his name. I don't have no reason to lie. But we look at people who supposed to be able to help us. You can't help nobody if you ain't got no help. Anybody can read the word of God and act like they got it. That's far from it, Pastor. That's our mess up. They see, we see one person mess up, we think everybody else messing junkie. But when God done got your attention, keep on lying on me, but I know he ain't playing with me. So what? I told the pastor I had a husband and had me a boyfriend, some of y'all too. If that gonna hinder you from your place in God, you must don't really want to get to know him. I know I'm still fine and sexy. I said it, y'all didn't. And I can have that frame mind that I need me a boyfriend now, but I need Jesus, young lady. I still construct. A spirit will make you think you all that and you ain't none of that. I done used up all the goods. So I told Apostle, if you gonna sit here and wipe your face and wonder where I'm at, I'm out here trying to get a bargain. You hear me? I ain't talking about no man. He don't come in a bargain. Trying to get me a new pair of shoes, designers, on the bargain. Oh, you hear me? I told Sister Michelle, I'm gonna take you and learn you how to bargain shop. Yes, sir. He ain't gonna be worried about you. You know you're fine and young, but he ain't worried about you with old me. It's all right. You too. I know you got a few things going on. I'm gonna just shake your shoulder that way you loosen up there. That's all right. But anyway, I told the apostle, see, you got to be straight up with folks. And when you're straight up with them, they still gonna be looking at you cross-eyed. Yeah, I ain't hearing about it. I had bought me a pair of them skinny leg jeans. I didn't know they were that skinny, man, Thomas. And I had them on. They had on me a nice shirt. I said, these ain't feeling real good. So I sat on the bottom step. I told my granddaughter, couldn't you come help me get out these pants here? You know, apostles claim I look a mess. Trying to mess up here. Sorry, you can't go there. He got me before you did. But, see, why you think I'm saying this? Because we worry about people we can't fix. You let the neat let God fix you. I tell you, if they get over there snoring and they dream about something and get to telling you about it, they're going to crack you in your head. And what else you going to do about it? Oh, granny boy. He waving at his granny. I got a lot of men love me. Shoot. Yes, sir. So, what I want you to know, don't worry about me. Because God got me. See, he'll take you through some challenges in your life. All the time, don't tell a lie. You don't want to be God. But when you get sick of you, you either get him or he'll get you gone. I ain't hear nobody. So Paul said, we didn't come to represent we ourselves. We brought this Jesus to y'all. You can't give me no Jesus. You ain't got none. Everybody want to go to school and act like they smart. I was in a church where they gave communion. I know I had been out there partying in the street and ringing it. So when they brought the communion by me, I held my head down. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I said, God, don't give it to you. Make me better. My girlfriend looking at me, you going to drink it. I ain't doing it because you ain't scared of nothing. I ain't got home by 2 o'clock, man. You know I ain't that rested. You hear me? You either, when you don't have a night or you say fun, you going to get tired somewhere in the run of the day. Somebody talk to me who know they hope they don't have some fun. You getting need some water, a few other things. Your adrenaline going down, not up. You hear me? That stuff mess with all of us. I don't care about you think you being young. I seen some young ones give out of gas. Here in this passage, girl, we got to first surrender ourselves to him. Because you can't do it, because self going to make you a fool again. I tell the story all the time where Ella B can laugh and remind herself that I did it. Ella B, she be speaking in tongues and carrying on. That's good. But I saw her kind and my kind. I saw him first. Oh, that brother was fine. Whoa. He ain't have one of them nasty, bristly boys got on now hanging down there and got one finger in him. That brother was tight. Whoa. Had a nice haircut and it went BBs running all down his back. Am I talking right now to me? Yes, sir. The man walked by the sidewalk and I spotted him. I said, LB, come here, come here. LB thought I had a word for her. I said, ooh, look at that fine mamma jamma there. LB said, ooh, the brother looked like he was just pinning her. I said, you know, if I had to have Jesus, I have to feel him and see if he real. I ain't hearing y'all. Don't tell me you don't like good-looking stuff. You're a liar if you say you don't. Yes, he did. Oh, me, Ella B, danced out there about 30 minutes trying to get another level of deliverance. Is it all right if I tell Ella B? Oh, that man was just everything you can imagine. I'm talking about in our era. He had on some nice dress pants and they was creased. He had something to fill on back there. I said, Ellaby, look, Ellaby. And I was pumping up and she was just, and I was jumping up hollering and she was turning around hollering. I said, oh, oh. I went home and I was still excited. I told Apostle, I said, Apostle, me and Ellaby saw a fine man. Guess what I did? He acted like it was nothing to it. Bust my bubble. He said, I'm fat and dead and I ain't got no problem. I said, Pastor, you were fine. I said, ask him to be. He ain't even getting excited. I saw him. But the reason I did that, go on and charge me, y'all. We are holier than thy people. You got to be tested, men of tongues. I ain't talking about with your wife when she ain't around. That's a stallion there. Bow-legged and fine and got more booty than she need. First, you got to be willing to render yourself to it. Cause self gonna get you in trouble again. Can I get somebody in the house to help, man? I want to tell the truth or somebody can grab a hold to it. He was just my kind. And I know that I know if I had not asked God, I'd been up on that trying to get with that brother. And when you've been operating in the spirit, you can get there. But when the spirit of the living God come in and overtake you, you ain't got no a whiff in your game. I said, God, you a mighty God. You know how you get all heated up? No, I was just excited up. It's a different in getting heated up and get excited up. I said, look what the Lord has done for me. I know, I know. I said, that was my kind. I ain't hear nobody. But God is greater than your kind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. do you want him to touch you? Huh? And you tell him, I need your help. Huh? I need your guidance. Huh? Because I don't know when I'm going to mess up in myself. Huh? Even if the average 7 minutes for bad, the man probably was scared looking at me. Ever be. Said, there's some two lunatics out there. Huh? I ain't hearing nobody. Ever be kept on turning around. I said, don't get dizzy and hit the sidewalk. And I was just jumping up, hollering. Oh, my God. We don't know what we have done to him if he went in the building. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. Oh, he'll be scared when he come out of there. Y'all gonna charge me wrong. Huh? Oh, my God. See, you got to get rid of that ego and that non-trust that you all that. You trust yourself, you'll make a fool out of yourself again and again. This sounds like it ain't reachable. It's reachable. I believe that he just came by. We don't know where he went. We were so busy praising God. LB, did you know where he went? No. When we got to praise God, the man was gone. We probably scared him. I mean, his church was eyed to a T. I said, brother, I don't see nothing on your own life. I looked down at his shoes and they were shining. I said, I like the shoes too. Because that's my kind. That's my taste. You want me to act the fool, Sister Marsha? Put my kind up there. I just want to feel on you. Feel as you're real. Stand up, let me see if you're real. But he's a healer. He is my deliverance. And if you don't want yours, don't try to hinder me. Because I asked him to come on inside. I was tired of making a fool of my own self. And we're going to charge somebody else and we ain't going to never get healed and delivered. I am willing, I surrender me up unto you and look like that's the worst thing that you ever did. Because everything you like, it messes up. Everything you want, it moved from you. And everybody want to lie on you, some to tell the truth and some to lie. But you got to say, I surrender myself unto you. I'm willing for you to put me in this training class that I ain't walking in myself, but I'm walking after you. I believe you that you are my everything, everything that I need to stay in this line. Can I get somebody? Oh, jeez. I want to keep my eyes on you because if I look around at somebody else, they're going to confuse me. That is all about them. But I know that I know in your due time, if I don't get an award of excellence, I know that I know that you've done some great things for me. I ain't doing what I used to do. I ain't talking the way I used to talk. I ain't hearing nobody. Bless his name. Hallelujah. You can't do it yourself. I've been fine all my life, I thought. You too. But that's your right to think you all that and ain't none of that. I ain't hearing nobody. And we practice on what we think we are. That don't sound too good, does it? But we do. We all of that, and we told ourselves first. My God, I give him praise. We ain't none of that. But we think we all of that. Hallelujah. When I met Apostle Grant, I said, he done brought me wrong. He gonna tell me, I will not pursue you. I said, who you think you're talking to? Try to act like and tell me you don't know God got a hold of me before I met you, and he let me know I wasn't none of them things. I'm shaming my own self right by now, so you don't have to come over here and dump nothing on me. He already got my attention. I know I'm none of that, but God be the glory. You take him to the bathroom. Lord Jesus, the children just walk and talk outside. Lord Jesus, it'll look like they ain't doing a good job. All on about outside. More out there when Brother Ben's family came here. Look at all of them in the hall talking. Pastor, what can you do? Folks just don't want to hear. I'm a walk. All of them. Maybe it's all of them. Oh, you hear me? Lord Jesus. It's okay. I'm going to still do what I do, Pastor. I'll keep focused now. They walking like they giving away something. I asked Brother Gerald, has he started something? You know he will. But it's okay. Let me get back to the word. I'm going to finish in a minute. I'm going to let you go. I'm talking about real stuff. We got to let this ego and this non-trust go. See, the enemy will set us up when we got an ego problem, when we saying we trust and need people. And see, we are human. We are messed people up. You might have a good husband and wife. That don't mean they ain't good, but they ain't all that. It's okay. Mental trauma, he get out besides himself when after he get out of his prayer and speaking in tongues. You know? He said, don't walk on my good yard. I'm in the house just in case somebody don't think I am. Yeah, you get to look at that hill screen. You hear me? It's okay if I keep it real today. We so junked, we won't let God take the junk out of us. I ain't hear nobody. Apostle and I was in Washington, D.C. And we went to a 5-star restaurant, Pastor. And I know the sister thought she was all that and some more. But the Lord let me know she go to the consignment shop. Pops up there acting like he done went down to other Yale. Are you hearing me? He had a bowl of soup and a half a sandwich. That ain't no starter for him. I know we were to around the wrong place. So he up there just chatting the glass because it's supposed to be crystal. Go on there and give me one of them jars and fill it up with a drink. So I'm going to be finished in a minute. So we were sitting to the table. You know everybody watched to see if you got table mannerism. I love to break the ice. Oh, God, I get to talking loud and picking up the food and chewing and all that. Pops up there. Try to be ashamed of me. I ain't hear nobody. I said, I'm going to get this husband. Watch me. I said to her, I won't call her name because some of y'all might see on the Facebook or whatever that stuff you do to. I said to her, do you know where any consignment shops around here? She said, yes, girl, I just went to one yesterday. Pops are looking like, what? We up in this pastor. Guess what? Pops had his bowl of soup and a half a sandwich in there, about $25. So when we get ready to leave, she blessed him with a big envelope. I'll wait to see how much I can get out of the envelope. I ain't hit nobody. So anyway, he wanted to stop down to the Burger King to get him 2 burgers. Don't you start. That wasn't enough. You know it wasn't enough. We try to impress people. It ain't enough. Told him, I'm a big man and I eat a whole lot. They might need to bring that kitchen out here to me. And definitely you wouldn't invite you out no more. But the point is, I said that. No, that can disturb you, Sister Caroline. You ain't told me this, and he didn't either. That can disturb you. Say, look at here. He hooping and hollering and speaking in tongues. He think this yard too good for him to walk on it. He better get some more Jesus. You hear me? Moving on. Since when we have to let ourselves to be a candidate for Jesus to be able to entrust us, we gonna let him bring us down. We gonna allow him to really.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.